This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone. The Gaddafi regime and its media machine may be on its way out, but the revolution in Libya is still at a very early stage. So we decided to check in with the state of the media in Egypt, now in the later stage of its revolution, to see how the media fared after all the revolutionary avowals of press freedom. Khalid Daoud is a reporter for the leading Egyptian newspaper Al Ahram. We met him first in April when we visited the offices of Al Ahram.
What's your beat here?
I cover regional affairs and I also cover the local political scene.
What's going to happen the first time you push against the red line?
My article won't get published.
Khalid, welcome back to On the Media.
Thank you, Brooke.
So back in April, the newly free Egyptian media was finding its footing amid public suspicion that the same news outlets that never questioned Mubarak were now happy to condemn him. What about now?
Things remain unstable within the Egyptian media as well as in the country in general. The Egyptian armed forces recently has started referring a few activists, bloggers, and even freelance journalists to military trials after writing some critical views and opinions about the military itself.
So what we knew was going to be the greatest area of difficulty for reporters back in April turned out to be the case, and that is reporting on the excesses and abuses of the military. Some said that it wasn't the right time, that reporters shouldn't attack the only stable institution left after the revolution. What about among the people? Do they want the press to report freely on the military council now in charge?
Definitely. I think people expect more transparency since we had our revolution more than 7 months ago, because that was one of the major problems about the previous regime, which is the lack of transparency. Our future is not as certain as we thought it would be. Nobody knows when the presidential elections will be held. A lot of people, Egyptians, are not happy about the issue of referring civilians to military trials, and especially people became more concerned recently after we saw one young activist who was referred to a military court simply because of a tweet in which he was very critical of the military forces, and everybody said at that time that even the former regime wouldn't refer people to military trials because of a tweet or because of some stuff she wrote on her Facebook page.
It sounds like what you're saying is things are less free than they were back in April.
I wouldn't go that far, but definitely the military council proved to be impatient with the criticism. And, you know, within all the problems that we're having, lack of security, economic problems, we really wonder why is the military people taking the time to look into every single Facebook page or a tweet by activists instead of working on solving the problems of the country itself.
Are there many cases of journalists or people on Twitter or people who maintain blogs awaiting military tribunals or having been tossed into the clink?
Well, there were a few cases over the past few months, but it's ups and downs. Like right now, or the past, say, 10 days after the death of the Egyptian soldiers on the border with Israel, this issue basically topped the agenda right now. And young Egyptians, the same one who were demanding stop for the military trials, are now demonstrating in support of the army and angry because of the death of the Egyptian soldiers. So we found that the army gave in compromises and decided not to try several people. But nobody knows how they will act a week from now or 2 weeks from now.
So I asked you a few months ago what would happen when you tried to cross those red lines, and you said with a high degree of confidence that Al Ahram wouldn't let you do it.
Well, Al Ahram would still not let me do it, but right now probably I also have to think about the issue of a military trial.
So what advice would you give to journalists in Libya right now?
They'll find that the post-dictatorship period is not as easy as they might have hoped or aspired to. And they have to prepare themselves for an open society in which everything will be under observation, in which everything would be open for criticism, and to be tolerant of that. And I also ask my fellow journalists to be responsible towards our readers and to learn how to shift allegiance from a person or a regime to the people whom they should have always had loyalty to, who are their readers in the first place.
Khalid, thank you so much.
No problem. You're most welcome. It's my pleasure.
Khalid Daoud covers regional affairs for the Egyptian newspaper Al Ahram.